Biggest show.
All right.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
We do this each week at this time, Tuesdays, around 8:50. Run through the list of the biggest shows coming to town so you'll know where to spend your entertainment dollar. And we'll vote at the end of the segment which one is the biggest. We have six candidates this week. Candidate number one, Friday night at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
Yabba.
It is
Yabba.
Dwight Yoakam.
Greatness.
Wow.
I love Dwight Yoakam.
Greatness.
We just got through talking about him a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where did he play?
Yeah, he comes through this area three or four times a year, it seems like.
Yeah, he's a good.
I don't know about his music, but his acting career is wonderful.
Well, I like
a great
both.
Singer.
I think he can play guitar. Doesn't he play guitar?
Mm-hmm. You know, he's...
Yeah, but nothing he's ever done in music equals his performance in Sling Blade, does it?
He was pretty good musically in that, too.
The great Doyle Hargraves or whatever his name was.
I like that band, too.
Mm. I got better things to do, sit around here talking to kids and...
His movie career is somewhat extensive. You know, it just wasn't Sling Blade. Since Sling Blade, he's been in 15 other feature films.
Wow.
That guitar's a little obnoxious there.
Oh, I like that.
Huh.
A little playing in there. Good fiddling there.
Hey, by the way, speaking of fiddle, I meant to mention this during our Ranger Observation segment.
Mm-hmm.
They had a live version of Turkey in the Straw played out there on the Rangers dugout by Miss Texas USA 1985.
Yep. Uh-huh. Seven inning stretch.
Why aren't you out there playing it?
I don't know. She's probably a lot better fiddler than I am.
No, she wasn't any better than you are. I mean, she was good, but you're a great fiddle player, so.
I can barely get through a song.
Haven't you heard the promo?
Listen to me. Listen to me, Texas Rangers. You need Ja Dunham out there playing Turkey in the Straw.
On top of the dugout.
Let me learn it first.
In honor of Dwight Yoakam.
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two, also Friday night. It's opening weekend out at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. And Friday, the feature band, the Randy Rogers Band.
Oh, now we got something.
Look out.
Now we got something.
Uh-oh.
Hey, the last 2 years, the biggest crowds at Lone Star have been the night that Randy played.
Mm-hmm.
I went to both of those shows. Those are great shows. That's a great place to see a concert. You know, they put the stage down by the track, and you have that kind of natural amphitheater, you know, that goes up the hill there. That's a great place.
Weather should be great.
And we have some breaking news on the side stage that night.
Oh my God.
The Bird Dogs, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're like playing between races, but we are going to count this as opening for Randy Rogers. What do you think about that?
Is the side stage in the Courtyard of Champions? Is that where we're
that
always...
It's a pavilion area kind of place over there.
Like where we did Fight Night that one?
Yeah, that's good. That's a cool area.
Yeah.
You guys will have fun out there.
So what's your full-time job, music or this? I'm having a hard time deciding.
I'm a broadcaster, sir.
Okay.
You think he's going to go up to Randy on Friday night and say, Randy, I don't know if you heard us, but we're over there. You know, if we could ever open for... I don't even want to.
Have you given your songs to Randy yet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's not offered to perform any of them?
Well, no, I don't think he wants to do that.
I think he needs to record one, put it on an album.
Has he given you feedback? Did he like
it? Yeah, you know, he liked it. Yeah, he gave... he and Brady gave it... really nice reviews.
Brady James, nice did he ever even listen to
Brady
it?
Black. Huh?
Did he really listen to it?
I don't know. No, I think he did.
Or did he just generic? Yeah, it's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
In
good
fact,
stuff,
play the sounder one more time, Jer. Oh, no.
That sounder.
Oh, well, anyway, during one of our...
And now, with an input...
We didn't time that very well. During one of our sets between races,
mm-hmm.
Brady Black, the greatest fiddle player in the universe, is going to do a set with us. How about that?
You going to have a fiddle alone. Off with him?
No. Are
don't
you kidding me?
Don't they still have the restraining
that's
order
like saying
against
you're going to
you?
Try to outdrive Tiger? No. You don't do something like that.
So, Brady, we've had you play with our band. Do you think I could...
Well, no, I mean, never, just, mind.
Never mind. I don't want to bring it up. But
yeah,
anyway,
it's just silly that you think about it.
I'm not going to.
I mean, I do give you guys lots of publicity on the show, but never mind. I just...
I wouldn't do that to him.
Is Randy Rogers still his wheels off, as you say he is?
I have never said that. He's the greatest singer-songwriter since Willie Nelson. Don't you forget.
Oh, wow. That is high praise. Hey, is Brady Black better than Charlie Daniels?
Yes.
Wow, really?
Absolutely. Yeah. His tone, intonation, much
better. But listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Who can do that?
The Democrat down to Georgia, he was looking for a
soul to steal. He was doing his stuff and having some fun going around with his friends.
In fact, do you still have This Time Around going, or did you stop it?
This time around.
Listen to this.
Oops, hit a few wrong notes there.
No, he did. Listen.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
No, you know what? I got to back Junior up here. Fiddles always sound a little sharp to me.
They do, but not him. His tone is unbelievable.
They need to auto-tune fiddles.
It's a little pitchy, dog.
That was not
a little pitchy.
Pitchy,
dog.
Yo, dog. You just didn't have it. You were pitchy. You're playing with Randy Rogers. That's a knock against you. So
it was awful.
Boy,
I felt like I was at
pitchy,
karaoke. You know?
Yeah. You know, I thought you were good. I thought you were great.
Well, you see a great concert Friday night.
Candidate number three, also Friday night. Biggest show coming to town this week. And Saturday night and Sunday night at the Improv in Addison, the comedic stylings of the Ticket's very own Richard Lewis.
Oh, this is great. We're going to have him in the studio again?
No, we were.
Oh, hey.
What happened?
See, man, I was over at Cha-Cha's. Oh, gosh, you're beautiful. Huh? Jesus. Listen, I had an idea. I want to go to a movie tomorrow night, and maybe it's been a while. It's a double date, you know, Cha-Cha and me and you and Cheryl. What do you think?
Well,
why the hesitation?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what our plans are or anything. I'll let you know. I'll call you.
What's wrong?
You know, I got Cha-Cha this job and all.
Yeah, she loves you for it.
Yeah.
Me too, by the way.
It's not really working out for me, I got to tell you.
Why not?
Her office is right across from the bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Every time I go to the bathroom, I have to have this stop and chat with her both before I go and after I go. You know, it's too much.
She means well. By the way, she's told me that you go to the bathroom like, you know, 10 to 14 times a day. You move your bowels. Are you all right? She
all
was
right.
concerned.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. This is none of her business. How often I go to the bathroom, what I'm doing in there, how long I'm in there. Talking to you about my personal bathroom habits, that's not good, all right? It's too much.
But someone's going to sit there. Would you rather have a Klansman sitting there?
No, I'd rather have a stranger, frankly, a stranger sitting there who I don't have to report into.
She cares about you.
Oh, she cares about me?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, it's none of her business.
She has bowel concern for you, and I do too.
I don't have bowel concern.
How much
I drink a lot of water, that's all. I drink a lot of water, big deal.
A lot of water? Drink more than a porpoise?
Yeah, water, you know, usually a bottle of water.
No one goes to the bathroom. No one f***s that often without drinking like thousands of gallons a week.
Okay, all right, let's stop talking about this. My bathroom habits are not your concern, okay?
All right, then I won't care about your health. Fine.
You don't need to care about, I'm in very good health.
You are?
I got a beautiful colon. You want to take a picture of my colon?
I have a VHS of mine.
Fine. You can put my colon up next to your colon. We'll see who's got a cleaner, healthier colon.
I'll have a colon contest with you any
time. Any time you want to have a colon contest, buddy. Yeah.
We're and almost 70 times a week.
Get the hell out of here. This is ridiculous.
She's right next to you.
I don't want her monitoring my bathroom habits, okay?
I mean, what are you eating? A lot of grains and fruits and nuts? Like a juice squirrel.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Wait.
What? You're going to the bathroom again,
right? No, I'm not going to the bathroom.
You are going to the bathroom.
No.
I bet you are going to the bathroom.
That's
great.
Of course, from Curb Your Enthusiasm,
one of the cleaner cuts I could find.
Yeah, Richard was a frequent guest the last couple of seasons.
They are always
His girlfriend's
fighting.
Name is Cha-Cha.
Yeah, that was Tia Carrere, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, from Wayne's World.
Tia
yeah.
Carrera.
Carrera.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Lewis, by the way, was going to be with us in studio, but they canceled the Thursday show. He wasn't coming into town till Friday morning, so he couldn't be with us. But it was fun. Man, when we had him up there, here that one time.
He loves me.
Yeah, I think he did hate Gordo.
No, he liked me.
Did he?
Yeah, he and I talked for a while afterwards.
I always liked Richard Lewis when he was a guest on Letterman. He was always funny. He was so nervous and uptight, and he was always a funny guest. He's 65 now.
Whoa.
Getting up there. All right, that's candidate number three. Candidate number four, Saturday night and Sunday night at the American Airlines Center. Two shows this weekend for Bon Jovi.
Hey, my old buddy, John Bon Jovi. Man, I see him in
here. You play, Dolly, you give it.
Bam, I've seen him in a couple of years. I need to text him to see what's up. Yes, we have had him on several times, haven't we?
You know, I kind of like the Bon Jovi. I think he's a nice guy.
I do, too.
He's a nice guy. Songs have now become 80s classics.
They've had a few things recently that were pretty good.
Like Tommy used to work on the docks.
Just takes so long to ramp up.
That's okay.
This was just so sophomore year of high school for me. This thing was so huge. God, this was so huge.
I think one of the best things we've ever done on the station was when we were giving away tickets to Bon Jovi a few years ago and we had the sing-along contest, the karaoke.
Can you proclaim him a handsome man, George?
He is a handsome man.
He's about 5'6", though.
Yeah. Do we still have Fredo, who is dead to us, that sang this when his voice was given out? Tommy, you still work on the dogs.
Greatest ever.
Who's this? Union's bound on strike. He's down on his luck. It's tough. So tough. Gina works the diner all day. Working for her man. She brings home her pay for love.
Boy, Bon Jovi really lost it.
For
this is from their last live show.
Yeah, this is his last tour. This is taking off the monitor board.
Got a new band.
Hold
on
to what we've got.
Kind of scaled down band a little.
Doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot for love.
There's a drum fill.
We'll give it a shot.
Okay.
We're halfway there.
Oh, he didn't go the high road.
We're living on a prayer. Take my hand.
His voice just sounds weaker to me than it used to.
It's not him, but we all know it.
Living on a prayer.
Wow. Wasn't there a chick that sang it too, Patty, and she was just as bad as
Fredo? It just kind of went downhill from there for him, didn't it?
That was funny.
It's pretty impressive. They've been around since 83, and only the bass player has changed in the band.
Wow. That is cool. So, John Bon Jovi, did he ever get any chicks while on tour?
You know what? Not get any,
I think he was married for, like, most of that time.
Really?
Like
that matters. Yeah. Like that
maybe
matters.
You're saying that he was out tigering it?
Yes. Probably. He and Richie Sambora.
Yeah, Richie Sambora. Now, there's a dude
he was
who had
married to Cher,
very wilt-like numbers.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, I think Heather Locklear, right?
Yeah, Heather Locklear, and then...
Not finding it.
I think, was Cher his only she-male, or did he...
I'm with you there. I don't know. I never got Cher.
You know, her body looked good in that one Dancing on the Aircraft Carrier.
Believe in Love After Love.
Yeah, or whatever. No, it was before that.
Mm. Turn Back Time.
Turn Back Time. But she has that equine face.
Mm. I always liked her. She has a great body. It still does, like, at age 90.
Yeah.
He was married to Heather Locklear.
And he dated Denise Richards, is all I see.
His son is writing some stuff for him or something, right?
Originally, I don't know who was writing for him, but he had like a number of writers. It's kind of like George Strait. He'd just pick up songs and record them, and he has a great voice. But I heard his demise was using his own.
I know his brothers were writing for him for a while, Jimmy and Bud.
What?
Former athlete.
Underrated.
Bud Black's busy, isn't he?
He did bag Lisa Hartman, one of my crushes when I was a kid, when she played Tabitha. Loved her.
You're not going to make fun of this hook here?
Red, I got GPS, I got that good old-fashioned lid. No price too high for freedom, so be careful where you tread.
Is this Iraq and I Roll?
Yeah.
By the way, this is a post-game concert.
Okay, thank you. All right, and finally, we've got to move. Candidate number six, our final candidate, Sunday at the House of Blues, Vampire Weekend.
everybody go surfing.
They've been pretty big lately, past couple of years.
Yeah.
All right, I-93. They run Saturday Night Live, you say, Jer?
Yeah, they were. Recently.
Mm-hmm. Weeks ago.
I love this style. It's getting popular again.
It's called World Beat. That's what their genre is, World Beat. Okay.
Sounds like...
It's all right. Sounds like The Cure with an 8th grade guitarist.
I was about to say, this sounds like early XTC, but not as good.
Kind of cheerful, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm happy, upbeat. Okay, let's vote.
By the way, you skipped Brent Michaels Saturday night at Billy Bob's.
I did that on purpose.
Brent Michaels.
Brent Michaels.
Mm. I did that on purpose. Are you going?
Hell no.
What's going on with his hair?
Why does he wear that on the top of his head?
He's losing it.
He's got the Hulk Hogan do going.
So he's
got
to wear the do-rag.
Bandana and a hat.
Never seen you look so girl.
Sorry, to
never
look
the real show.
Gotta vote.
Okay.
I like the song.
Candidates.
So do I. Let's go on this.
Candidate number one, Friday night at the Windstar, Dwight Yoakam. Candidate two, Friday night at Lone Star Park, Randy Rogers Band. Candidate three, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Improv in Addison, Richard Lewis. Candidate four, Saturday and Sunday at the AAC, Bon Jovi. Candidate 5, Saturday at the ballpark, Clint Black. And candidate 6, Sunday at the House of Blues Vampire Weekend, Ja.
Best shows, the Horses, the Bird Dogs, and Randy Rogers. The biggest show is Bon Jovi.
Okay, Gordo?
Biggest show is Vampire Weekend.
No. Crazy.
I support you. House of Blues.
I hate you. Rich?
John Bon Jovi.
Jer?
John Bon Jovi.
Hey, Fernando? Thank
Same
you, Jer.
Me too. Should be unanimous, but once again, the dork vote keeps it from being unanimous.
You are trying to disenfranchise
Bon Jovi
me.
This weekend, AAC Biggest Shows.
All right, up next.